Mehdi Karoubi was not one of the major candidates, but he did have some stature. He was a former parliamentary speaker. He was the only cleric in the presidential race, but he was a reformist, and his words do carry weight. What also carries weight is the fact that perhaps the leading reformist in Iran, the former president, Mohammad Khatami, says that all doors are not yet closed to this whole thing. He has actually warned against what he called the militarization of the security environment in Iran. He said that's got to change. He said we cannot lose our social capital this easily. He also praised the lead reform candidate, Mir Hussein Mousavi, as saying he's one of the most faithful, original, and valuable capitals of our revolution. So when a former president of that stature weighs in, when the only cleric in the race who's a reformist says he's not going to recognize this, and Mousavi himself making a bit of noise as well today, he has been reported by the Associated Press as calling this a velvet coup against the people, this certification of the Iranian election results that has just come. So yeah, there's still a lot of noise being made by some prominent people. The protests, though, have dissipated. And Ahmadinejad is scheduled to be sworn in on July 26th. So the regime is going to move very, very quickly to either downplay or preempt a lot of these comments by some very prominent people in Iran and move on from here.
The protests have dissipated. Does that mean this is kind of dying down and it's going to be business as usual for the Ahmadinejad regime?
It's interesting. The Iranian government people who we talk to object very strenuously to the word regime, but a lot of people do use it. And depending on the context with which you are using it, I think it probably is a legitimate term in some ways.
Hmm.
Yes, I think that things are calming down there. I think that this government is going to be sworn in. It is going to move on. He is going to serve a second term. But this could be seen really as the beginning of maybe the beginning of the end of this type of government in Iran. Theocratic leader, the man with the real power, Ali Khamenei, mm-hmm. has really lost some stature here. He has, in the moves that he has made, this crackdown in which at least 17 people are killed, the number is probably a lot higher. But the manner in which they handled this, I think it can be seen as really reducing their legitimacy. And as they move on, I think that his stature has diminished. Ahmadinejad's stature has diminished. Ahmadinejad, curiously, has been very downplayed in his public appearances during this whole thing. He just canceled a trip to Libya. They don't quite know why. But the eyes of these two men in the world and in Iran, you really get the sense that, yes, they're holding on to power, but that their ability to kind of carry on and have real legitimacy in the eyes of the world, some crucial issues, not just the nuclear issue, but also issues in the Middle East, what may happen in Iraq with the U.S. pullout, that their stature is quite diminished, and we'll see, how they're able to operate in the next 4 years.
And what does it mean when one of the candidates doesn't want to recognize that government? What could that lead to, or is this merely one of the candidates making a stand?
I think it's one of the candidates just making a stand. It really does appear to not carry a whole lot of weight. The government, when this gentleman, Mehdi Karoubi, posted this letter on a website, the government, I think, either shut down the website or did something to kind of preempt the letter from getting out in wide circulation, but it still got out. It's not going to really affect things. The election has been certified by the Guardian Council. Yeah, big shock there. They were all allies of the Supreme Leader. So, mm-hmm. This has been a fait accompli for a little while now. But it is one of those things that is going to kind of add up and kind of reduce the stature of this government in the eyes of its own people.
And switching gears just a bit, which we often do, this time let's come back to our own government. Hey, Minnesota has a senator.
Yeah, isn't that great? What I found to be, I don't know whether it's ironic or a bit pathetic, was that after the Minnesota Supreme Court certified Al Franken's victory by only about 300-some votes, Norm Coleman, the incumbent, said he could have attempted to take his case to the federal courts, But he said, quote, we've reached the point where further litigation damages the unity of our state. Mm. This is after dragging this out for 8 months after the election. So I would venture to say that the unity of the state was damaged some months ago.
And you can also say that Coleman's concession was really quite gracious considering the contentious nature of the campaign and of the race. And could it have been closer? It could not have been closer.
Probably not. And you can't blame Norm Coleman for contesting this and fighting it legally for as long as he could. This being a senator from Minnesota, being a senator from any state is a very prestigious position. It means a lot. It certainly means a lot to the Republican Party. If he would have won, he was seen as a kind of a rising star in the Senate. He was mentioned for leadership positions within the Senate Republican Conference. So he had something to hold on to, and the party needed him there. So there really was a case to be fought there, and it could not have been closer. But the damage to the state unity has certainly been done, and we'll see if Al Franken can repair things in the months and years ahead.